They say that a student's ability to express themselves in an academic situation is all but reliant on the papers they produce. All of us are familiar with the tried and true method of the research paper. A student picks a topic, picks a variety of sources, and cobbles together some hopefully eloquent presentation on the subject. While arguably easier to grade based on limited scope of the genre and media, there is another, lesser chosen attempt at establishing retention. The group project. Peer projects. Useful or useless. Mention a group project to any class of students and the results will usually be the same. Split between the people that think they won't have to do much work and the people that know they'll be doing most of the work, either due to their group's work ethic or not. However, group projects actually have a lot going for them from a teaching perspective. According to Carnegie Mellon University, some benefits of group projects include: break complex tasks into parts and steps, plan and manage time, refine understanding through discussion and explanation, give and receive feedback on performance, challenge assumptions, develop stronger communication skills. Speaking as a Longwood student who's very familiar with both sides of the argument, I can attest to the fact that for as much as I enjoy working alone, being in a group project for the better part of a semester has allowed me to flex my communication skills, hold myself accountable for my actions, and learn to take feedback better. So, should you risk it? Well, I can't decide that for you.